Analysis: Mass immigration drastically alters electorates in swing states. By John Binder on November 13, 2020. The foreign-born voting population has skyrocketed in critical swing states across the United States over the last 20 years, particularly in Georgia and North Carolina, new analysis finds. Analysis conducted by the Center for Immigration Studies' Stephen Camerata and Karen Ziegler finds that the nation's importation of at least 14 million immigrants since the year 2000 has drastically altered electorates in a number of states. The migration has a massive impact on who wins elections because foreign-born voters are vastly more likely to vote Democrat over Republican. The analysis reveals that between 2000 and 2020, the number of foreign-born voters and their voting-age children in Georgia has boomed by 337%. In North Carolina, the foreign-born voting population and their voting-age children has increased by 335% since 2000. In contrast, the native-born voting-age population in Georgia has increased by just 22% over that same period. In North Carolina, the native-born voting-age population has jumped only 17%. Across the Sun Belt in states like South Carolina, Texas, and Arizona, mass immigration has ushered in seismic changes in the electorate. In South Carolina, for instance, the foreign-born voting population and their voting-age children has increased by 164% since 2000. In Texas, there has been a 156% increase in the foreign-born voting population and their voting-age children in the last 20 years, while also increasing 111% in Arizona. Across the nation, the foreign-born voting population and their voting-age children have increased by 71% since 2000, while the native-born voting population has increased by only 15% during that same period. Today, about 1 in 5 voters in the American electorate was born outside the U.S. or are the children of at least one foreign-born parent. This is a nearly 43% increase in their share of the electorate compared to 1 less than 3 in 20 voters born outside the U.S. or were the children of at least one immigrant parent in the year 2000. The drastic demographics changes, as described by multiple establishment media outlets, has made the electoral map increasingly easier for Democrats. The Washington Post, New York Times, The Atlantic, Axios, The Los Angeles Times, and The Wall Street Journal have all admitted that rapid demographic changes because of immigration are tilting the nation toward a permanent Democrat dominance. The single biggest threat to Republicans' long-term viability is demographics, Axios acknowledged last year. The numbers simply do not lie. There's not a single demographic megatrend that favors Republicans. If legal immigration levels are not reduced, the U.S. will have imported about 15 million new foreign-born voters by 2040. Those 15 million new foreign-born voters include about 8 million who will have arrived through chain migration. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.